Thank you, John. Sometime in the last 20 years, I read this story in the paper about a nuclear waste shipment that was on its way to Indiana or Idaho, I think. I think you have to ask yourself, who's going to drive these trucks? With the amount of trucks going through our communities, who's going to do this kind of work? There was a truck that was bound from UCLA, where they have a small nuclear reactor, and it was supposed to go to Idaho. And I suppose it's hard to tell people the risks of doing this work and have them actually do the work. So the guy who drove the truck, without being completely aware of the consequences, instead of following the prescribed route, stopped in East LA, picked up his girlfriend, and went to Las Vegas and parked the truck at Caesars for 3 days and had a party, and then went on to Idaho and deposited the waste. I think you have to ask yourself, for the thousands and thousands of shipments, how many things can go wrong? And I think we have to ask ourselves what kind of people we are that we can take that kind of a chance with all the mystery about what causes cancer, and all the scientists and all the efforts and all the fundraising, how we cure cancer and what causes it and how to prevent it. You would think that such an obvious thing, that radioactivity causes cancer in humans, would be the first place you'd stem the tide of an epidemic of cancer. For those of us who have had family members die of cancer and who have friends who are dying of cancer, I think we should ask ourselves, you know, why did they get cancer? What causes cancer? Where does it come from? And how the language that puts these kind of bills forward disguises the fact that this is what we're talking about. We're talking about sacrificing our family members and our future generations.